MTV Cast.
Joe, Marty Johnson again, here in lovely Hartsell, Colorado, USA. We could buy some land out here. There's a bunch of places, signs for selling land, so I'm going to check that out. Made it over at Boreas Pass. Got down here. And you know, I like to take pictures. And I saw this beautiful view. There was a few wildflowers in the front of it. So I fence was down. So I walked around the fence and get down on the ground, kind of laid down. And I'm taking this picture. Took the picture. All of a sudden, I realized I'm covered in ants. Like, oh, my gosh. So needless to say, I jumped up real quick and was brushing ants off away from me. So anyway, I'm going to head on tonight here and try to make it. I'm going to try to make it to Salida. We'll see. It's a nice evening. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.
MTB Cast, Tour Divide, Dot Stalkers, John Schilling here calling in from slightly off route in Kremlin, Colorado. I wasn't planning on coming here. I figured I'd bypass it and head on up and over. Goodness, whatever the pass is that goes into Silverton or Silverthorne. Ute Pass, that would be the one. Anyway, I decided the lure and the pull of a burger and brew were mighty tough to avoid. So made the trip in, got refueled, feeling pretty good, stocked up, going to head out, hopefully get up and over tonight, and we'll see where I'm at. And I don't know, man, but I don't recall reading reports over the years, but it somehow slipped through the cracks about the difficulty of the section from Lynx Pass to Kremlin area. Holy smokes, that just whooped my ass today. I did so much more hike a bike than I thought I was going to do. I mean, I bet you I walked, I don't know, at least 5+ miles, no problem. Grades were just a bit much for me today, but hopefully I've got the energy now to get going and keep on the bike. Anyway, talk to you later. Out.
Yeah, MTV, this is Al Russell. I'm on radio out here. We're finally got a connection and just checking in at home and stuff. And probably better, I should call in. Anyway, I'm getting close to Kremlin. I'll probably take a stop there. Pretty hot out here. Bang pavement bubble today. I'll give a shout out to my good buddy, Josh Cotto. He's my little horse now right now, so I'm really thinking of him. Anyway, you know what I mean. Got hit by the big wind today. I'm pretty sure so that's like a little bit of a couple of hours last night. Did Four River. I really didn't want to wade in the river late at night last night. And had a great stop back of at Kirsten's at the Rose Mountain Lodge. It's always awesome there. I didn't stay too long, but it's beautiful. I rode on up in the above there late that night, listened to some cowboy elk with the little calves. I could hear them. I couldn't see them in the dark, but I could hear them talking. And that's another reason you're out here, all those kinds of things, wildlife. And meeting a lot of people going, or several people going northbound, and greet you and say, hey, Al, you know, just pretty awesome on your own. And there's this Tour Divide. It's awesome. But anyway, I'm doing all right. I'm hustling along. And anyway, thank you again, everyone, for following me. Bye.